I am trying to tell you that if you look inward and study your own secretness and creativity and blessedness and joy and power as closely as you study the sacred books of the court, then you would realize that all those books of the God were based upon the great reality of the individual soul, and are therefore based upon your own reality. Do yourselves just honor, and in doing yourselves that honor, you will see within yourselves the gods in becoming that you are. Now the idea of the gods have been set up before you by yourselves as ideals for you to follow, projected outward from your own soul into physical reality as guides for you to follow that you yourselves have set up. And so they have followed the faces and the times and the historical context of their mortal birth. But behind and within those myths are the realities of your being. The Christ and the Buddha are both within you, for they are symbols of what you are. Pray to them, and you pray to the hidden gods within you. You do not need to kick them aside like a child irritated with his toys. Understand the nature of the gods as they come down to you through your history, and in them always you will find the unspoken but the real nature of the hidden God within each of you. All that is beyond your intellectual ideas of personhood. Any concepts you use to personify that idea can be useful, but only in seeing beyond them can you release the power and the energy and to some extent the knowledge of what you are. And only through understanding that can you hope to have any idea of all that is. For all that is materializes through your flesh and being.